Beginning Hob Dot Out podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Hob Dot Out podcast, where normal is not my specialty. I am your host, Adam Higgins, the Odd Dad Out. You can find me at odddadoutpodcast.com and in all the social media places at Odd Dad Out. And this is the show where I ramble and rant and tell you what's going on in my head and maybe make some dumb shit from the news. I just kind of slurred my way through that whole thing. What the fuck was that? And I tell you all about lots of shit because I just like to tell goofy stories and make you laugh and shit and stuff. What the fuck was that? You would think, after doing 30 of those in 1 month, or the fact that I've been doing this for, what, 7-something years, I'd be able to not fuck that up. But you know what? We're not doing another take today, because I fucking don't care. I don't even know, you know what? Any other circumstance, I don't know why. I'm just like, yeah, today, you're getting warts and all. Not that I don't normally warts and all the show. Okay, I hide coughing and sneezing and shit like that. But generally speaking, you get all of the flubs and the mess ups and the blah, 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 because you know what? It's authenticity. Authenticity. And if I took all of that sort of stuff out, there would be no redeeming qualities to me. If I took out all of the fuck-ups, well, then I'd just be some asshole complaining about shit and telling boring stories. At least being stupid and fumbling over myself, I can kind of be funny. Excuse me. Hiccups. Ugh, I hope I don't get hiccups like I got earlier this week or like I've had before. Long-time listeners of the show would be familiar with when I get hiccups, I get like horribly painful hiccups, like I need medical intervention or probably should have medical intervention hiccups. And normal people are probably thinking, how the hell do you have hiccups so bad that you might need medical intervention? And I say might need because I never get it, even though every time I've looked it up, hey, have you had hiccups for 6 days in a row? Yeah, you need to see a doctor. That's me. When I get hiccups, I get very, very intense, painful, body-shaking hiccups. And unless I am able to get it under control, it can last for days. And it is so painful. And I've been made aware that during these time periods, I don't even stop hiccuping in my sleep. That my wife would actually wake up in the middle of the night to the sound of my intense body shaking hiccups. And as such, I wouldn't get any sleep for shit. I'd fall asleep, but I wouldn't get any rest because my body would still be convulsing and hiccuping even while I was sleeping. And of course, then because of that, my wife wouldn't get any sleep because she has to listen to me painfully hiccuping next to her while I'm apparently just out fucking cold. But that's not what we're talking about today. It's so weird. I did 30 podcasts last month. I actually completed Napod Pomo for the first time. And it was so weird getting up on December 1st and not recording a podcast. Because I'd so gotten into the habit of one way or another, I'm going to record something today. And I did that for a fucking month. I actually did that every day for a month. And I probably, if you're not a, you know, diehard, probably annoyed the shit out of you with all of the episodes dropping. And I can guarantee not everybody listened to all of them because that would be insane. I mean, I listen to all of them, but I'm insane and it's my show and I'm going to listen to it, which is really funny. My wife didn't realize that I listened back to all of my episodes It was a weird conversation we had the other day talking about all that. And I was like listening back to some of those episodes. And for a while, I got a few days behind. I was trying to like listen to them like the day of or the next day. And I, you know, things would happen. I wasn't working or whatever. I like, if on days I don't work, I don't listen to any podcast. I almost exclusively listen to them while I'm at work. So, you know, on the days where I'm not working, they built up a couple of days. Anyway. I was telling her how funny it was that, you know, it felt like the, you know, the computers listening to you, the Amazons and the Googles and all the things are listening to you, because I was listening back to my review of the Netflix show Wednesday. And I was at the part where I was like, this girl can't be more than 5 feet tall. And so I'm like, okay, I have to look. And so as I'm like, I'll pull up my phone and punch into Google, how tall is, and it pulls up, how tall is Jenna Ortega? I'm like, what the fuck? You knew who I was going to ask about? What if I was going to be asking about the giant woman who plays the teacher? Who I can't remember her name. I'm so sorry. She's great. A lot, and I'm totally with all the people who want her to come back somehow. Nevertheless, I don't want to spoil it, but there's some slight outcry over some of the people who die in the show. Anyway, yeah, we were having a conversation about that, and I was talking about how like the googly machine knew when I literally went from hearing myself say that on the podcast to Googling that little piece of information. She's 5'1", by the way. And that it knew who I was asking for. I'm like, fucking, yeah. The damn computers and phones and everything listening to you at all times, damn it. They're always spying on us, man. Always, man. They got listening devices in your bags and in your pockets at all time, man. They're, man. Don't you know the government's listening to you everywhere you go, man? They got listening devices in your pockets, in your purses, on your smart watches. Or your computer's listening to you right now, man. And that little hockey puck in the corner is listening to everything you say and do and sending it back to the government. Man, don't you know? I don't know why I'm telling you. I went from stoner, this conspiracy guy, to a stoner Mexican guy. I don't know why. I swallowed a fly. I guess I'll die. Anybody else remember that? Yeah? No? Okay. I'm not drunk. I'm not intoxicated at all. I don't know why I'm just in a silly state right now. I'm just feeling really silly. Maybe it's because I actually pulled up some news today. I actually have some news for today. But you know, it's a funny thing. When's the last time you went into Kohl's? And I realize it kind of sounds kind of pretentious and prissy because Kohl's is fucking expensive. For those of you not in the States and who or in areas of the U.S. that don't necessarily have Kohl's, it is a department store. It is a notoriously expensive and unnecessarily expensive department store. And like anybody who ever shops at Kohl's, I don't think nobody pays full price for anything at Kohl's because it's so fucking expensive. It is not reasonable to go into Kohl's without like a 25% off coupon minimum, because everything there is like 30 to 40% more than it should be anywhere else. The only reason I've ever gone there is because it's a more traditional department store, they always have formal attire year round, which this week we discovered not everybody has, like, just dress shirts, like men's and boys' dress shirts, you know, just a button-down black shirt, because this upcoming weekend is the annual legendary gala for the boys' taekwondo school, and it's a big formal event. You have to get dressed up, you know, it's a big thing, and so this year, because my wife loves coordinating everybody, we're all going basically dressed the same in kind of the same theme. We're all going in black and gold. My wife got a black and gold dress. We got some like gold chain accents to go with it. All of me and the boys are going to all be in black shirts, black pants, shoes, whatever. I don't care what they wear, but with gold ties. No, just looking, you know, very simple. But none of the boys had black shirts. They had white shirts from my brother's wedding, which, to be fair, in a lot of their cases, they've already outgrown. But nobody had a black shirt but me, because I have a ton of them. And so I had to go hunt down black dress shirts for the boys. And I'll say, I tried the basic, hey, I'm going to go to Walmart. Why? Because I'm cheap. And because despite the fact that I did ultimately end up at Kohl's and paid way too much, my first option is I just need a cheap black dress shirt. And I'm like, okay, go to Walmart, grab a couple of black dress shirts. How hard is it going to be to find a black or white button-down dress shirt for boys? Apparently fucking difficult as hell. I had to go to Walmart. Didn't find anything. Two Walmarts. Didn't find anything. Not only did I not find any dress shirts for boys, I didn't find any dress shirts for men either. If I needed a shirt, I was just as screwed. Not white shirts, not black shirts, not nothing. Nothing. I'm like, what the hell? It's holiday season. People have formal holiday parties and things to go to. Not everybody wears ugly sweaters to their Christmas party. Some people have to dress up, like us. So Walmart is a bust. And my wife says, well, what about Target? Target's higher end. It's more expensive. They should have nicer stuff there. They should have some dress shirts there. Okay. I go to Target. There are some men's dress shirts. Great for me. That actually, no, because I typically still have a hard time finding dress shirts because I'm still a smaller size than your average guy as far as what clothing brands and stores seem to think. So the dress shirts, limited. Nothing for boys. There were blue, like, farmer shirts and things like that. We're like, yeah, if I wanted, like, you know, a blue checker shirt for them to wear, yeah, fine, great. I need a solid black shirt. That's it. This is, why does it feel like it's so much to ask? I just need a black dress shirt for my kids. The fuck? So I go to Ross, which is a kind of a, not outlet, but it's a, just, I don't know how to describe Ross. For if you don't know what Ross is as a store, it's hard to describe it other than it's cheap, kind of like, yeah, I don't have words to describe Ross. I'm sure somebody could, but I can't right now. The words are escaping me. But go to Ross. Nothing. Not even for me. We're like, hey, yeah, fuck all at Ross. And at this point, I'm like, my other option at this point was like, okay, well, Goodwill. I'm not going to Goodwill. Like, if I can't find it at Ross, I'm definitely not going to find it at Goodwill. And my understanding of Goodwill in recent times is that they've gotten very expensive. So yeah, that was off the table. Well, now we're just kind of screwed. Well, I've been running around at this point, running around all day. This was also after taking one of the boys to the doctor because we thought he might have strep throat. Fortunately, it was mostly just allergies. He had no strep, but he had really bad allergies causing drainage and inflammation and scratchy throat and things like this. And they were like, hey, give him some allergy meds and some pain meds and, you know, kind of get it under control and deal with the inflammation until it settles down and he can eat and swallow properly again. That's it. But doing that, running around to stores and stores and stores, and finally my wife says, hey, I'm going to call Kohl's. We didn't want to go to Kohl's because Kohl's is fucking expensive. So she calls around. There are actually two of them very near us. And so she actually calls both of them and says, hey, this is what I'm looking for. Do you have anything like that? And realistically, we know they do. Because, like I said, they're a department store. They typically have, and are expensive department store, they typically have more formal attire my brother's wedding. I had to go there and basically get a whole new suit. Spent way too much money. I spent $100 just on a fucking coat. I've worn it maybe twice. Ha. Fucking expensive. Anyway. Go to Cole. She calls around to Cole's. Finds that one of them has shirts. They have like these shirt tie combos. They're like, okay, well, we don't need all that. We've got ties that we had to buy separate ties because we have the whole gold tie matching thing we're planning on. Like, okay, well, we don't need that, but we do need shirts in these sizes. I need black shirts in these sizes. We don't care if we have to pay the extra for the tie thing, fine, whatever. I just need to make sure I have black shirts in these sizes. And they end up finding these Izod men's and boys dress shirts. Like, okay, what sizes do you have? We've got three of the four sizes we need. And of those, we've got two of the big ones, two of the larges. Like, I don't need another large. I need two mediums, but we'll deal. At this point, I get the shirts. At this point, I technically don't have all the shirts I need because, like I said, I need two mediums and a large because my two middle boys are almost identical in size. And so I still have a couple of days I have to hunt to hopefully find another medium shirt. Hopefully they've gotten like another delivery in, more inventory in the last couple of days. I'm going to check both locations again tomorrow and try and hit them up and see if they... somebody's got a medium shirt in. But yeah, hunting fucking shirts. My wife called, like I said, my wife had called them and they said, yes, we've got these sizes, and they pulled them aside for us so that I could go get them. And legit, we got shirts. I have shirts. We'll make do if I can't find another medium. But a funny thing I observed while I was at Kohl's, and all I could think was, whoever designed the layout of Kohl's, like where each department is at Kohl's, had to hate little boys or has a really fucked up sense of humor. So generally, in my experience, and maybe it's just because I've been to Walmart a lot, and Walmart and Target and more of those type of stores, typically in the clothing departments, you have the men's clothes and the boys' clothes next to it, women's clothes, girls' clothes, and amongst the women's clothes and girls' clothes, you have, you know, the underwear, the bras, all that stuff that goes into the girls' women's clothing department, which the women's clothes takes up like five times more space than the men's clothes departments. I ran into that problem a lot with all the other stores, especially when I was at Ross, 75% of that store is women's clothes. There were literally out of probably three dozen racks of clothes, there were two for men's and boys' clothes. And it wasn't even men's and boys, it was men's and young men's. So it was more like husky teenage boys and their dad's clothes. That was what they had. So yeah, men's clothes, it's a pain. Small sections. But typically you have the adult clothes and the children clothes. Well, not at Kohl's. Kohl's decides, we're going to fuck with you and we're going to put the children's sections diagonally across the store from the adults. So you walk in and it's a department store, primarily caters to women anyway, but all the women's clothes, you got all the jewelry, all the stuff. So you've got all of the women's clothes, the adult women's clothes here. And then next to that, so you go to the left and you've got the women's clothes, and you might have, you know, the dresses. There's a whole separate section for dresses and intimates and the plus size section, all the different sections for women's clothes. And if you go to the right, there's the men's clothes and athletic stuff, and there's suits and things like that. Okay. Continue around. So we're going to the right now. We're going to go counterclockwise, whatever. Next to the men's clothing department is the girls' clothing department. Strange. Not next to the women's clothing department. It's next to the men's clothing department. Towards the back. Weird. Well, then where the hell is the boys' clothing department? I ended up having to ask somebody because I couldn't find a damn thing. So it turned out the boys' clothing department was all the way across the store from the men's clothing department. Past the women's section, past the plus size, past the intimates. No matter what, there was no way to get through to the little boys' clothing section without crossing through the lingerie department. This is the next, you had boys' t-shirts. The next shelf over was high-end, or not necessarily high-end, but fancy lingerie and intimates apparel. And some mom is going to bring their child in here to get clothes. And he is just going to, he's not going to want to go in there to, he's not going to want to get to his clothes. Because I can tell you right now, as somebody who, has a mom who took me shopping and we had to buy clothes, boys are very uncomfortable. Little boys, 9 times out of 10, are very uncomfortable when they have to go through all the lingerie departments and everything at the store. Really. You think guys are awkward about dealing with their wives' tampons and stuff like that and all that as adults? When you're a kid and you're going to Walmart, they always put all the bras and everything very prominently displayed. Every little boy, head down until we get out of this section. I don't want to look. I'm not going to look. I'm going this way. I'm going to look over here. Oh, look at the video games. I'm going to look over here. Are we done yet? Are we through the bras yet? Yeah. I'm a straight guy. I like boobs. I still don't like walking through that section. Yeah. I don't know why. Repressed feelings. I don't know. But I can guarantee you, most of the little boys trying to get back to the little boys' clothes section are going to be super uncomfortable having to walk through the sea of lingerie that they have to. You cannot avoid this section because of the layout of the store. And I saw this exact same layout in 2 different Kohl's in that day. They have to go through the intimate section to get to the little boys' clothes, which incidentally was also buried in the back by customer service. We're like, either you hated little boys or you just really wanted to make them feel awkward. It was like, really? That's kind of messed up. I do not understand why they did not have the logical, hey, men's and boys are in this section, girls and women are on this section, and intimates and all the vivid things. And then over there, we've got, because the women's side has so many different, you have your dresses and your plus sizes, your intimates and all that stuff. You don't have all those sections for the men's side. So you've got the men's and the boys' side over there, and they have at Kohl's, they have gadgets and some accessories and kitchen shit. Throw the kitchen shit and all of the stuff that is not women's clothes, because we have this whole half over here is all women's clothes some way, shape, and form. All the ladies, get your clothes on that side of the store. And the guys, you got your clothes in this corner over here. And the dads and the boys get their clothes over here. And then all of the pots and pans and tech gadgets and all the other bullshit can take up the rest of the space that they don't need because they don't have 5 different categories of clothes for men. Sorry, men's clothes is very simple. Why you can't just keep some fucking dress shirts on the rack year round, because you never know when you might need a dress shirt, you fucks. Why the rest of these stores? Why I have to go spend $30 fucking on a shirt? Because Walmart and Target and everybody else don't carry dress shirts year round. Why the fuck don't you carry dress shirts year round? The fuck? Doesn't make sense. Bah. I got to go through Kohl's. It's fucking expensive. You get your Kohl's cash. It ain't worth shit. They're going to give you Kohl's cash that expires in like 2 weeks and forces you to either spend the shit now or just forfeit it. And again, it's not worth shopping there if you don't have at least a 25% coupon. Otherwise, you're paying way too much. Just are. Spent way too much on fucking on shirts for this damn thing. And I still got to go get one more. Hopefully. Hopefully I can get another shirt. But that's it. No more shirt talk. I'll probably give you an update on how that all goes next week. But that's not... We're not through the show yet. You know you want it. It's time for the news.
Bullshit from the news.
Oh, man. I haven't done this in a while. We got it. So. People are so stupid. I will say, I'm glad people are stupid because it allows me to continue to do this. I haven't seen this many stupid stories in quite some time. So, hey, maybe people are just doing dumb shit again for my enjoyment and yours. Anyway, leading off this week, coming from the Associated Press. I don't know how. I have to just take it from my notes because if I don't, I'm just going to German police are asking for help solving the theft of bull sperm. Yeah. Police in Berlin are asking for the public's help in locating approximately 60 containers of stolen bull sperm, which apparently must be stored using liquid nitrogen to approximately negative, let's see, 196 Celsius or negative 320 Fahrenheit. Since when does... Okay, I'm not even going to say when does sperm need to be... I have no clue how the fuck to store sperm, especially bull sperm. Seriously? There's a tip line out and every... It's like, seriously? Now I get it. I know why. The farms have the frozen bull sperm. What are you going to do by stealing it? Really? I know what it's used for. You know, the obvious thing. Because for the most part, when it comes to cows on farms, yeah, it's all artificial insemination. It's all... We're going to get this really healthy stud that's like an award-winning fucking stud bull, and we're going to breed him, and we're going to collect a shit ton of sperm, and we're going to, you know, artificially inseminate all the cows so we've got healthy cows and whatever the shit, you know. Anyway. But what the fuck are you stealing it for? Who steals sperm? I realize there's so many inappropriate jokes to make. I'm just going to go, who steals bull sperm? Really? What the fuck are you doing with that? Again, the obvious, but what the fuck are you doing with that? Fucking bull sperm. Moving on. Fucking people are stupid. I realize this is the theme of this. The people are fucking stupid and just doing stupid shit again. But... Man arrives to court on meth charge with meth in his pockets. Not a Florida man, but we're very close. Chattanooga man was found to have a canister full of meth on him after he tripped the metal detector at the courthouse while he was entering to face charges of meth possession. You couldn't leave your shit at home. You're going to go in, you're charged with possession of methamphetamines. How do you plead? Not guilty. What's the fucking thing in your pocket, dipshit? You are found guilty of currently right now at this moment possessing meth. Fuck the other charge. You are found guilty right now of being in possession of methamphetamines right now. What say you, dumbass? What? This isn't even the first time I've seen a story like this. It's not always meth, but it has appeared multiple times where some dumbass was going to court for a drug charge and had fucking drugs on him. Or he's going to court. God, I looked up and saw in my list of news stories that I've covered, the guy who shows up to court on a car theft charge in a stolen car. Like, same shit. Like, seriously, you are going to court facing charges of car theft, or in this case, meth possession, and you're showing up in a stolen car in a pocket full of meth. What the fuck? How stupid? I don't know if it's stupid or cocky. I mean, it's stupid, yes, but is it just a cocky thing? What the fuck? Fucking stupid ass. All right. Staying in court. Just a different type of court. I'm sure you've actually probably heard this one at this point. Woman suing Kraft Foods over the cook time on Velveeta microwave shells and cheese. I don't know why I decided to go with the spell it all out for you right there. A Florida woman is suing Kraft Foods because the packaging on the Velveeta microwave shells and cheese does not account for prep time when claiming it can be ready in 3.5 minutes. I'm sure you've seen this. It's a little cup of microwave mac and cheese. It says, ready in 3.5 minutes. And this bitch is suing Kraft because that 3.5 minutes is only the cook time in the microwave. It says, ready in 3.5 minutes. She's like, that doesn't account for removing the lid on the top, filling it with water, stirring it, like letting it, like, really, bitch? This is like the most frivolous of fucking frivolous lawsuits. And what's fucking bullshit is, because it is such a stupid, minute technicality bullshit fucking thing, she's probably gonna win something. She's suing for $5 million. $5 million. How inconvenient. Like, my time is worth, if you're eating fucking Kraft mac and cheese microwave cups, your time ain't worth that much. You are like, just, you are hunting. You are looking she's going to get famous for this bullshit. Like, you're suing because the fucking mac and cheese isn't technically ready in 3.5 minutes. Technically speaking, that 3.5 minutes doesn't count if you have a weak ass microwave. That's based on like a 1200 watt fucking microwave or whatever it is that it says so on the package. So even with that, there's other stipulations. Hey, it's not always going to be ready in 3.5 minutes. And if your microwave sucks, it might take you 5 minutes to cook that mac and cheese. Fuck the rest of the parts of it. But if your time is so important that 3.5 minutes on that mac and cheese needs to be 3.5 minutes, you probably have people to cut your food for you. You're not suing Kraft because of the fucking mac and cheese time. You've probably never eaten mac and cheese if your time is so valuable that you have to sue over the time spent filling a little plastic cup of macaroni with water, saying that it wasn't accounted for. This is frivolous bullshit. This is why the legal system is so fucked, because people like this are allowed to do dumb shit like this. So, getting out of court, getting out of people doing stupid shit, we're getting into scientists doing something fucking stupid. You know, because you think scientists, you're a scientist. You've got to be a smart person, right? You've got to understand that actions have consequences, and maybe it's not a good idea to revive a virus that's been frozen for 50,000 years after we just went through a fucking pandemic. But apparently that's what scientists in France are doing after they have revived an ancient zombie virus that has been frozen in the Siberian permafrost for about 50,000 years. They fucking woke it up. Have you guys never... Okay. We're going to ignore the fact that we just went through 2 years of bullshit over a fucking virus that escaped from a lab. Fight me. We have a bullshit virus that just caused 2 years of bullshit. And you fucks are going to go and wake up some fucking zombie virus that nobody is prepared for, that what been frozen in a fucking ice cube in the dirt for 50,000 years in fucking Siberia, and you want to wake that bullshit up? Have you not, again, ignore the pandemic we just experienced. Have you not seen any sort of science-based psychological thriller or horror movie or sci-fi, anything? This is almost how the fucking Thing started. Granted, that was like an alien and took over a dog and some other shit and all, whatever the fuck. Frozen ass fucking virus. Frozen ass thing gets thawed out, destroys the world. It's like opening up the fucking a cursed mummy's tomb and everybody breathes in the fucking cursed mummy tomb air and dies. But this time, it's fucking germs. Why? Oh, why? In your infinite wisdom, dear French scientist dumbfucks, would you want to revive a 50,000-year-old virus that obviously we are not going to have any resistance to whatsoever? I don't care what you say. Oh, it's related to this type of virus and it's to that type of virus, so it's perfectly safe. Bullshit. Because COVID is the same family of virus as the common cold. And yeah, it's bullshit virus. Nevertheless, we weren't physiologically prepared for that fucker. Granted, it was a lab virus and a whole other fucking thing. Again, fight me. But same family. You're going to tell me that some virus that has been frozen in a fucking rock in the ground since before modern humans were modern humans can't do fuck all until we've experienced shit. That's how our bodies work. That's how our immune systems work. We aren't ready for no 50,000-year-old virus. We don't need another plague. Put it back. Put it back. It's just like every fucking archaeologist found this ancient sarcophagus that's been buried underground for 200 years and it was lined with lead for some reason. Fucking put it back. Don't touch it. Put that thing back where it came from, or so help me. Take the virus shit, find the bull sperm guys with the liquid nitrogen, freeze that bullshit, stick it back in the fucking ground, and leave it there. We don't need 50,000-year-old zombie viruses waking the fuck up and starting another fucking plague, because that thing's from around when there were plagues, not this bullshit we just had. Plagues. This is a plague virus. No thank you, dumb fucks. Put it back. Ah, you fucking jackasses. Now, you notice. Yeah, I played the donkey song. I did not declare a jackass of the week. Why? I'm doing something different. I need interaction. I need you to communicate. So, I have an idea. I want you to pick. I'm going to put up all these stories. I'm going to put them up on Twitter. I'm going to put up a poll on Twitter. I'm going to put up a poll in the Oddballs Facebook group. And I'll post up something probably on Instagram maybe. to say, hey, what's your pick? Which one do you think is the jackass of the week? What do you think should be the jackass of the week? I want you to vote. And next week, when I come back, I will announce the winner. And everybody who participates, I'll throw your ass in a drawing. Throw you. Yep, I'm just going to throw you. Whole fucking, you know, with your shoes on and everything. I'll throw you in a drawing. We'll draw and we'll get all this participation. And I'll give away some prizes. Here, give away some stickers, maybe some keychains or stuff. I got to look to see what I still have. I haven't gone through a lot of it. Because I want some interaction. Yeah, that's it. So Jackass of the Week is on you, and I will announce the winner next week, or the officially declared Jackass of the Week. And I think I want to make this a regular thing. I'm not going to decide anymore. That's on you. Who am I to declare who is the biggest jackass this week? I'm just the schmuck who gets to read the news. You're going to decide now, damn it. You're doing some of my work for me. No. But I just thought it would be a fun thing. Give you a reason to interact with me. Give you some give you some influence on the show. And we'll see what kind of jackasses you guys pick. Just as much, if you find a weird bullshit fucking story about some dumbass doing dumbass shit, please send it to me. Again, all the social medias, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, send me a TikTok at odddadout. Tag me, whatever the fuck. Some weird ass bullshit, crazy news story you see on the TikToks or on the Instagrams or on the Facebooks and Twitters and whatnot. I'm not going to any of the other social media places. I have my hands full with the ones that I have. And yeah, they work for me. But send me the weird shit you see, if you see any weird shit in the news out there, because that's always fun. It's one thing for me to look for shit and struggle. It's completely more fun when people are sending me weird bullshit, because they're just always so much funnier. So yeah, that's what we're doing. I'm giving you the news. You're going to declare the new jackass of the week. Congratulations. How do you feel? You're part of the show now, man. Yeah. Get to it. Poll should be up there somewhere. If it's not, tell me. But I'm going to put a poll up about the new jackass of the week. You're deciding the jackass of the week once I get all this shit posted up, damn it. I'm rambling. Haven't I been the whole time? But I don't have... Right now, I don't have any recommendations. Honestly, it's because we've been rewatching Wednesday. We've rewatched the series like 3 times already. No bullshit. It's immensely rewatchable. It really is. We binged the entire thing in one day, and we have since gone back and rewatched it and seen other little details and little things. And so it's been fun to watch. It's just a fun show. Great to watch. Gomez and Morticia still suck. Any other nitpicks are just being nitpicky, and anybody who's bitching about different things about it are just bitching to bitch. The only valid complaint you can have about that show, realistically, some people complain about the writing. Ultimately, it's Gomez and Morticia suck. Everything else is excusable. You're being a bitch if you have other complaints. Nevertheless... I think I'm going to get out of here because, well, I don't know what else to talk about. I need recommendations. I need podcast recommendations. I just haven't been able to listen to as much lately. Work and all. Got a bunch of stuff to do. I need to get back here doing this, and you telling me who the jackass is going to be this week is going to get me back, because I got to come back and announce it, right? So get on there. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at odddadout. Leave a comment on the show notes. Show at odddadoutpodcast.com is the email. odddadoutpodcast.com in the show notes. Links in all the places. You know how to find the show. You're listening to it right now. Anyway, I'm losing my spiel. So I'm just going to get out of here and tell you thank you for listening. Thank you for putting up with that pod pomo and all that bullshit that I did. And until next week, oddballs, I am Adam Higgins, the Odd Dad, out. Thank you and good night.